After nearly 18 months of campaigning, Election Day has finally arrived in the United States, and long lines have formed at polling stations in Virginia, Ohio, and New York as voters choose their next president. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine was among the first to cast his vote. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are watching the voting from New York, and we will find out over the next 15 hours or so whether voters vote in the first in female president or a political outsider to the White House. Our U.S. bureau chief Simon Marks is tracking all the election action from Washington, D.C. He joins us now. Simon, what are some of the key battlegrounds that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, Glenda, we absolutely should be keeping an eye on those crucial battleground states. They are the states that sometimes vote Democratic, sometimes vote Republican, and therefore they are the decisive states in this presidential race, as they are every 4 years. So we'll be keeping a very firm eye on Florida. There are no models suggesting that Donald Trump can win the White House unless he wins Florida. Also, Ohio, North Carolina, Iowa, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They will be attracting a good deal of our attention over the course of the next few hours. The early signals from Florida are quite good for Hillary Clinton's campaign, judging by the sizable turnout in early voting, but we'll have to see what takes place there over the next few hours. The early signals in North Carolina, however, quite good for Donald Trump, again, judging from the early voting that's taken place. But there's still everything to play for. Hillary Clinton nationally going into Election Day with a lead of around 4 points in the opinion polls. She will desperately be hoping to translate that into victory.
All right, now for our viewers at home watching, you know, you're looking at live pictures there of Mrs. Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton, and they're at a voting station. And you're just looking at live pictures there from New York. Yeah, Simon, you know, so, you know, at which point tomorrow will we get an accurate picture of who's the winner then?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to know because this is a highly unpredictable process. What's going to happen is that as the polls start closing, and they begin closing at about 8 o'clock in the morning, Singapore time, as polls start closing, we'll get projections of the results from each individual state. My guess is that the most likely moment at which there will be a projection of the outcome of the presidential election is at around midday Singapore, Hong Kong time. But that all depends on whether the television networks and the news agencies that crunch the numbers from the exit polls that are being conducted all over the country over the next few hours, whether they feel sufficiently confident that the exit poll numbers are indeed telling them who has won. So a projection possible at around midday Singapore, Hong Kong time. But again, it could go on much later than that.
All right, many thanks there. Simon Mark speaking to us from Washington, D.C. And once again, you're looking at...